have some breaking news in the NFL. According to Jordan Schultz, the Chiefs are placing Hollywood Brown on IR. He's going to undergo surgery now to repair his dislocated SC joint. After multiple imaging studies, it was determined, although he has felt better, his injury was not healing correctly. Without corrective surgery, he would risk a more serious long-term injury. The surgery is scheduled for Monday in Colorado. The Chiefs will monitor his rehab progress throughout the season.
So dang. That news just completely changes the Chiefs' offensive outlook.
Changes everything. And now we think about Xavier Worthy and the type of season that he might have to have for this team. It's way different viewpoint. We all knew that he was trending towards not playing on Sunday because of the limited practices, right? Or not practicing. But we thought maybe, all right, Atlanta or New Orleans in a couple weeks, or the Chargers in a couple weeks. But that's from Jordan Schultz, Hollywood Brown going to IR. And that, of course, is a huge development in this wide receiver room. And if you're Xavier Worthy, well, now it sets up for you to have an unbelievable season. The opportunity is there.
Yeah, if you bet his over-under, it's good.
All of a sudden.
Well, also, for Hollywood, it sucks because this is more of a prove-it year. You know, this is one of those prove-it deals.
I'll be honest, this is really bad news as far as your expectations for the Chiefs offense, because I don't think that it means they can't play good offensive football. We saw that in week one, but let's not pretend like every conversation leading up to this point was, hey, they look like a good offense, but just you wait. Once Hollywood Brown enters the conversation and we start cycling through this, then wait and see, because they can run Hollywood and Xavier together and underneath on Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice in the perfect sculpted offense with Pacheco to cap the thing off. Now they're going to be, once again, relying on a rookie wide receiver to have actual production for them, or have to go back to the well and start counting on Justin Watson and Mecole Hardman and players who can certainly play for them and make do and get by, but did not make them a dangerous team. I thought the addition of Hollywood Brown, specifically his skill set, could logically provide them with a different outlook on this stuff. And so if you look at it, I think that this is still a pretty big injury for them, especially because they're in the most difficult part of their schedule over the next month. They have to score against some of these teams.
For those wondering, just what is the IR designation in season? I mean, it's different than preseason. So if you were placed on IR before the season, your season is potentially over. However, if you're placed during the season, which is the circumstance here, you need to miss a minimum of 4 games. So if you're looking at a timeline, 4 games from now. So at one point we thought maybe he'd be available by week 3. When's the Chiefs bye? Week 5?
6.
6. Like
that, yeah.
So now we're probably talking week 7 at the earliest, maybe, for Hollywood Brown to come back. This is not a season-ending injury necessarily. The surgery, according to Jordan Schultz's reporting, was, hey, it wasn't healing properly. This could affect him long-term. Need to get this corrected, not only for this year for him, but for his own personal well-being long-term in the NFL and things like that. But the Chiefs schedule, I was just trying to map it out, Cody. It's four games. I don't know if this one we won't even count necessarily on Sunday. I would almost count 4 after this week.
Yeah, because he's having the surgery on Friday
or Monday.
So, like, if he's having it on Monday, this week doesn't count towards the 4-week. I mean, it counts towards the designation, but in my opinion, not towards the healing.
So Falcons would be 1. Let's just call that as 1. Chargers 2. Saints 3. Niners October 20th 4. Then the Raiders October 27th. Maybe he's back for the Raiders game in Vegas the 27th.
You got to remember, between the Saints and the 49ers is a bye.
Yeah.
So the Falcons, Chargers, Saints, bye. 49ers makes it 5 weeks, and then the Raiders. At this point, look, Andy Reid will talk today at 1. We don't normally carry Andy Reid at 1 o'clock on a Friday because he usually speaks for 2 minutes. We will, during the fan club, carry Andy Reid so you can hear what he has to say. And if you're just tuning in, Hollywood Brown, according to Jordan Schultz, it now has to have surgery on that injury as it wasn't healing correctly. He's being placed on the injured reserve, which means he has to be out at least 4 weeks for the Chiefs. I'd start putting him on the Charles Omenihu track. Like, ideally, I'd be getting them back around the same time. Late October, early November, maybe in that range. And just as long as they can find enough offense, which I don't think they'll have no offense. They're already a better unit.
Correct.
Rashee Rice has stepped up in a big way already. I still think Travis Kelce's really good. And in week 1, Xavier Worthy gave you some, okay, maybe this guy's going to matter stuff. But it definitely hurts their offense. I think it's foolish to pretend it doesn't.
Sure, and for this period of time that he's out, whether it's a month, whether it's 2 months, whatever it ends up actually being, you're thinner at wide receiver, naturally, right? So we can mention Xavier Worthy and how great he looked week one, and he, heck of an opportunity now for him to really have a great rookie season because he's going to get plenty of snaps. But if somebody else were to get hurt now you're thinner. If all of a sudden Rice was out for a game for something, if Worthy himself had a hamstring injury pop up, you just you lost the depth aspect. You can suffer less of an injury now. The biggest beneficiary, of course, from Hollywood Brown now being out even longer is the guy who was already benefiting snap wise, and that's Xavier Worthy. After that, you know, are they going to need more from somebody else we didn't think? Is it Justin Watson now again, where he's just going to be the guy, or is it Mecole Hardman? Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, this is why you sign veterans back to your team that know the system just in case. Unpredictable. This is an unpredictable injury. We thought maybe when they signed him, Hollywood Brown could miss time because he's missed time in his career. This was a setback, clearly. They thought this was something that was healing. Whether it was misleading or not, they acted like things were healing properly. Clearly, that was not the case, according to the reporting from Jordan Schultz, that he was feeling better, and so that's great. But the injury was not healing correctly, and so the corrective surgery is needed to avoid risking a more serious injury.
What sucks, and of course you couldn't know that it wasn't going to heal correctly, is damn, you could have had that surgery and been like 2 weeks away now, right?
Well,
depending on how long.
They probably wanted to give it some time to see how it continued to play out.
And you didn't know. Like, any of us who've had broken bones, you go back in, they do the imaging, and they're like, healing up just fine, or, not exactly going the way that it should look, or isn't looking the way that it should look. And so, yeah, they're going to have to probably negotiate without this. Now, I'll say the same thing that applies to Rashee Rice that absolutely did help them in the postseason last year is that the beneficiary of Xavier Worthy is obvious from an individual perspective. But if because for the next 8 weeks, he's the man, he's option number three in the offense, he's option number four in the offense, if he is ahead, as far as ahead as I think he is, as Rashee Rice was last year, well, then by the time the postseason's up, not going to have to worry about Xavier Worthy being up to speed. Not going to have to worry about bringing him along in the season. They'll do that in the middle of the year. And by the time the later part of the season hits and they're playing Buffalo in November or some other teams in January, you will have your full idea of what Xavier Worthy contributes to the offense by the time that you get there. No guessing game by then.